This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. For the last couple of weeks, we've been really going after being healed of the sins of offense. This is a big deal because we're all so easily offended. If someone says something to us that we don't like, we instantly react. We roll our eyes, we huff and puff. Maybe we even say something sarcastic as we stomp out of the room. Then even worse, we end up going to somebody else to talk about that person that just offended us. Offense is an epidemic that is spreading like the plague through the body of Christ. We need to be stopped. You know how God kept me in check and stopped me from continuously being offended? Every time I went there, I would get physically sick. I'm not saying God made me sick. I'm saying that my own sins of offense opened the door for me to get sick with things like flus, bacterial infections, mouth issues, aches and pains. Right now, you could be suffering from some sort of an illness or an ailment, and it's possible that the source of it could be a wound in your soul that came through offense. The good news is you're not stuck with that condition. As soon as your soul gets healed, you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Today, we're gonna show you our Miracles from the Road segment. Over the years, we've been privileged to be able to capture hundreds of healing miracles on video. Today, I'm gonna show you some testimonies of people who got healed in their bodies after they got healed of the wounds in their soul that came from offense. You will see that when their miracle came, they were shocked at how easily they were healed. As you watch, let your faith rise up to receive your own miracle too. Let's start with a review.
When you get offended, what's the first thing you do? You talk smack. Am I right? You talk smack. You can't wait to talk smack. You look, you try to think of who should I call so I can talk smack. Who's at home so I can run right into that room and tell them, you're not gonna believe what happened now. You're not gonna believe what they did now. Right? Am I right? Proverbs 26:22 says the words of a slanderer or a whisperer are like deadly wounds. They go down to the innermost part of the body. That innermost part of the body, if you look it up, it means the inner self, the soul. So it says your words can wound your soul. And not only wound your soul, but become deadly wounds. Deadly wounds. It feels so good sometimes to talk about somebody that's acting the fool. But it doesn't feel good because you don't realize with every single word, you're digging your own grave. You're actually commanding a sickness to come upon you. You know, we have to watch ourselves. You have to understand offense is a sin. And it is a sin that not only will wound your soul, but it can make you physically sick. Let's look at some more biblical proof in James 5, okay? It says this, then now confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, and your sins, and pray for one another that you would be healed. So in this verse, it kind of breaks down some of the different types of sins that could have caused the sickness. And it lists offenses as one of them. In the Bible, offenses refers to sin, but the word offense also means to be offended. And it's saying here that when you confess your offenses to one another, you will be healed. Healed of what? Well, I looked it up. Does it mean just spiritually healed? Does it mean, you know, healed in your mind? Does it mean, what does it mean? I looked up the word healed there, and it means to be healed of diseases. Meaning, when you get healed of the sins of offense, you will be healed of the diseases that came upon you when you took part in that sin. Amen? So how do we get healed of these wounds that come from our constant offense? I got to go back to the same, I'm preaching the same message over and over again. Two things. This is a simple message. It's all about Jesus. It's about his cross and his resurrection. The blood from the cross and the dunamis power that comes from the resurrection. What happened, dear?
I had surgery on my knee 2 years ago. I had a torn meniscus, and they shaved so much that it didn't collapse anymore, but I was in constant pain. And it started, I think it was yesterday, we did that thing with the grace growers, and you prayed with someone next to you. Well, what are the odds of the person next to me being the same name as the person that I was most offended at? Okay, she's here, she'll tell you. And then when we were here, I was on my knees for so long, and I haven't been able to go on my knees at all for 3 years. And I know it's better.
No pain during the whole time you're on your knees.
No pain at all. It's completely.
So God has grown back the meniscus in your knee.
I guess so. And I'm letting go of the offense to this woman forever, forever.
See, it's so worth it to forgive and not be offended. The Lord has completely healed this woman in her knees. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you.
Let's give God a praise. Amen.
We came from Australia to come to this conference, and I've had a sinus infection for over a month, and flying and sinus infections aren't a good combination. This morning my antibiotics ran out, and I heard what Clarice said last night, I'm not going to fear. And God told me on the way it's because of offense, but I didn't know what to do about it.
He actually told you on the way that you had a sinus infection because of offense, but you just didn't know what to do about it.
I didn't know.
I think this is a divine appointment for you, my friend. So what happened?
I'm breathing clearly. There is no stuffiness. There's no congestion. I hear my voice again. It's great. Thanks.
You've been completely healed of an infection. Remember, it's what is diseases? Infections, toxins, bacteria, ailments. You got healed of offense, and you got healed of the sinus infection. How do you feel?
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to be praising Jesus all the way home.
I've dealt a long time with offense, and I could do the first one, like you talked about, and have gone through lots of deliverance. But the Lord today said, this is for you. This next step's for you. And so I came down, but one word that kept saying is your stiff neck. And I suffered with back pain for quite a while. And then you, after we prayed, the step one, then step two, woo, then you called out sciatica, you called out neck, you called out knee, and I have had a torn meniscus, and I don't hurt!
In every part, Bonnie, the neck doesn't hurt, the sciatic doesn't hurt, the knee doesn't hurt, all of it?
No, all of it.
Every part. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise tonight. Isn't he amazing? Come on, isn't he amazing? Come on, isn't he amazing? Jesus rocks. Jesus rocks.
Well, last night when we were laying at the altar receiving healing for offense, I have been carrying around an offense for years towards a really good friend of mine, and I thought that I had forgiven her, but it was still there. And every time I know that I want to pray for her, it would rise up in me. So I laid on the altar, and this morning when we came back, you called out a word of knowledge for teeth, and I had a feeling in my tooth over here in the top, but the filling had come out, and I could feel the jagged edge. It completely filled in this morning. I could feel something in my jaw, and I just kept sticking my tongue up there, like, is that really gone? So even before I came up, I went in the bathroom and I looked again, like, it is flat.
Your tooth is flat.
And where the filling came out, and it was jagged, It is filled in, and it's flat. And I can't believe.
Woo! Woo! Come on, Jesus, growing enamel. I'm telling you right now, a lot of you had new enamel in your mouth, and you don't even know it. As I remember when I had that word of knowledge, I said, God is doing some serious dental work, and he's growing enamel, and I commanded enamel to grow. Is that true?
I felt it, and I felt it.
What did it feel like?
It just felt weird. Like, what is going on? So I just kept sticking my tongue. The whole time I sat there, I just kept like, is that really flat?
Isn't it so amazing when a miracle happens? It's so astounding. You're like, is this really happening? Oh my gosh, it is. Oh, I can't. Isn't it amazing?
It's closed up. There's no gap. When I run my tongue across, it's just smooth and flat.
Perfect teeth. So that filling fall out, left a hole, and the enamel filled that hole right in.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you totally amazed at God?
I'm still amazed. I went in the bathroom before I came up here and looked again.
Well, last night I got healed in my joints because I had a fence in my soul. I knew I had forgiven people and stuff, but I didn't really understand. I've been abused, you know, a lot. But my bones, just the inflammation and stuff left my joints. And
were you in pain all the time?
24/7. And I'd be like, God, I see all these healings. Why can't I be healed? Come on, you know what I mean?
So I had that word, inflammation in the joints. Did it happen right away or did it?
It was kind of all the way till this morning, really, when I started to, I actually could feel the offense separate from my soul and try to stir up right here. And I was just like, no way, you know what I mean? And then right then it was like God tested me, and I was just like, I will not be offended. And I did the apply the blood, and apply the dunamis, I can't even say. But, and then boom, my joints just like, the inflammation stopped.
Praise the Lord. And no pain right now.
No pain, no pain.
For the last several years, we've been going inside prisons to minister to inmates, and we've seen some really cool miracles. Everything from busted knees to serious diseases. But even better, I love witnessing men and women who've been rejected their whole lives receive a real heart transformation. Jesus is in the business of changing lives, and we've been called to help. With your support today, we can change more lives and do more together.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Stay Unoffendable, Total Transformation 4-Disc Set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free, 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that getting worked up and offended can cause sickness in your body? Have you or someone you know suffered from repeated flus, infections, and even teeth and mouth issues? This revolutionary teaching reveals the toll that offense takes on your health. In this CD set, I've included a powerful time of personal prayer that will lead you to receiving your miracle.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
I've been having a jaw problem for several years from fighting stuff. My jaw was kind of dislocated over here. And the doctor, and the dentist was saying that I would have to have surgery probably to fix it. But after today, I was meditating on what you were saying, and I was praying about it. And I was singing and eating today, and I had no pain in my jaw. No, nothing. I can move my jaw up and down without it snapping off like it was getting hung up. And now I have no pain today. I was singing all the songs. Usually it hurts. I'm not singing. But now, nothing.
Okay, oh my gosh. Okay. So how long have you had that?
I've been having it for years, probably over about 10 years.
10 years. 10 years. And you say that normally when you eat, you feel pain?
Yeah, after I eat, it gets like stuck. I can't open my mouth too wide. It's like it's getting hung up to some kind of bone or something it failed, and the dentist was saying it needs to have surgery and move back up. But I've been having no pain since I've been singing and eating everything.
No pain, and it didn't catch when you opened your jaw up either.
Yes.
And it normally would.
It normally would.
And none of that either.
Nothing.
Look at that. He's doing it again. There he is. Look at it. And you sang your worship songs, and you normally would have pain after singing the worship songs?
All the time.
And all the time.
Even yesterday when I was singing, and at night when I got home, I had pain in my jaw. So today I sung all the songs today and ate and nothing happened.
Amen. And that's after Word of Knowledge. Yep. Word of Knowledge came about the mouth. Did you repent for the words you said about the mouth?
Yes, you were talking about the repentance, about the soul, and I was thinking about the things I did in the past when I was in banking at the time, and I was shooting. And I had to repent about the things I did too. So when I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, so I repented on all of that stuff. And then I also started praying about my jaw when you were talking about the mouth and the teeth.
So, oh my gosh, so here it is. Again, a word of knowledge, right? He repents, so he takes part in his healing. He gets the healing, and this is something that they said they were gonna have to have surgery to correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Because a bone, it actually needs to be moved.
Right, it's like, it needs to be replaced, it needs to be pushed back up.
So God actually moved your bone.
Yes.
Everybody say amen. I had the word property, and I said to you, has anyone stolen or taken your property? And you said.
Yes, ma'am.
You said it was an officer.
An officer, when I first came back, who I know had taken some shades, and I wasn't well with it.
And I said, did you get very offended by that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and you said.
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, that's a sin, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so you repented for being offended at the officer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you did that, at the same time, I was releasing power to heal your soul from the wound that came from that sin, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I told you to repent for the words you said about that officer with your mouth, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you see, when you have teeth problems, it's probably because you've been using your mouth to sin. That sin made a wound, and it manifested in the spirit being able to give you cavities and mouth problems. And Charnice, right? Charnice, I was offended at an officer for taking her property, and the Lord gave me that word for her. And she repented for that sin, and she repented for how she used her mouth to speak about that officer. And what happened to the pain in your tooth?
It went away immediately.
So your tooth has been completely healed, amen?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody say amen.
Those were some really cool testimonies. You just saw proof that this revelation really works. And as you've been watching this show, maybe some areas of offense have come to your mind. Maybe you thought of a particular person you're still offended at. Maybe it's your mother or father, or maybe it's one of your children. Perhaps it's even your boss or your pastor. Now is a great time for you to get healed. Right now, we're going to do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers, because this is how you get healed. We didn't produce these shows just to give you a good message. Our whole goal, the whole point of this show, is to see that you get healed, so that when you watch these programs, something really happens. You get a real tangible miracle. How you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in this super soak. Let's go back to the conference now and really press in for your breakthrough.
Let's ask Holy Spirit to remind us of someone we might still be offended at. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, look, I've already repented for that. I've already forgiven that person. But unless you put dunamis on your soul, you could possibly still have a wound inside of you. And it's still making you angry at that person. And it's still allowing that sickness to be there. Amen? So, Holy Spirit, would you come right now? Holy Spirit, come right now and remind us of who we might be holding offense at. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would bring your revelatory power right now and bring to our heart and our mind a situation where there is offense involved, so that we can then go forward with the power of Jesus from the cross and the resurrection to be healed. The Holy Spirit's helping you right now. Now just start to put the blood on that particular situation. I'll start to lead you in prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent for being offended at that person. I need your blood right now. Take your blood, wash me clean of my sin of offense. I am so, so sorry, Jesus, that I have been judgmental and critical and backbiting and offended at a person. Please wash me of my sin. I need your blood to atone for the sin in my soul. I receive your blood right now. And I believe that it's washing me clean of every sin of offense that could ever wound me. And I forgive the person I am offended at. Lord, wash their sin with your blood so that they don't get sick. I forgive them now, and I believe that you will heal them too. And I decree it in the name of Jesus. Now just focus on the blood just for a minute here. Just think about every time you thought in your mind those horrible thoughts about that person. And put the blood on every single one of those thoughts. Ask God to gather them up in one big bag and to douse them with the cleansing tide of his blood shed at the cross. Just keep on saying, the blood, the blood, the blood. I'm being washed in the blood. My sins are being washed in the blood. Some of you have layers of it that go back years from being offended at someone. Just continue to release the blood on your soul. Command it to go through the layers of offense that's in your soul. Really ask God to forgive you. This is important. Your health, your well-being is dependent upon it. And it pleases God when we are not offended. Remember, offense blocks Jesus from doing supernatural miracles. You need a miracle right now. This is important. Now everybody say amen. Now are we going to stop there? No. Now we need the oil of the anointing, don't we? I release my oil of anointing of dunamis. Said, if you're sick, go to the spiritual heads of the church. Well, I'm going to release what I have for you right now. Oil of anointing. I decree it right now. It's being paired with your anointing of dunamis. Going to your soul to heal your soul of every wound that came from being offended. Came from being offended. Receive the oil of the anointing along with the prayer of faith that right now your soul is being filled with dunamis. You are excellent of soul. I decree it right now. The oil of the anointing of dunamis flowing out even into the audience watching our program right now to receive healing in their souls right now. Everyone in this building and watching right now to receive healing in your soul right now with the power of the oil of anointing of dunamis. You are excellent of soul. You are wounded no more. In the name of Jesus, I decree the anointing of dunamis going deep into your soul right now to heal you of every woundedness that's making you sick in the name of Jesus now. Right now. In the name of Jesus now. Right now. In Jesus' name.
Wow, I really believe many of you have already been healed of wounds in your soul that came from offense. Let me quickly tell you about one last step you need to take after a wound is healed. That's the time you need to rebuke the enemy off of your life. If you try to muscle a demon off of you before your soul is healed, it won't have to go because it still has a legal right to be there. But once a wound is healed, then you can command a spirit to go and it will leave easily. Let me help you with that right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every spirit that's causing disease and disorder, and I say, you must go right now in Jesus' name. I command you to bow the knee to Jesus. I command you to leave and take your sickness with you in Jesus' name. You go now in the name of Jesus, now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. I hope you really took advantage of praying with me as we went through today's healing activation. Sometimes you need to pray about the same issue multiple times to get through all the layers that are in your soul. Think about it. How many times have you let yourself get offended? Hundreds? Maybe even thousands? Sometimes it takes more than a short prayer to receive the breakthrough. In fact, why don't you continue to meditate on these prayers for the rest of the week? A lot of people ask, how do I know if I got my healing? For one, if you had a sickness and it left, you're definitely healed. Two, when you think about that person that you were offended at, now you won't feel that offended, judgmental, angry feeling rise up in you. And three, you'll just have a whole new level of peace. Also, don't forget, once you get healed of offense, you need to stay unoffended. Babysit your soul. Try to catch yourself before you wreck yourself. And if you blow it, no problem. You know what to do now. Repent to that person. Repent to God. Then command dunamis to fill your soul.
For the last several years, we've been going inside prisons to minister to inmates, and we've seen some really cool miracles. Everything from busted knees to serious diseases. But even better, I love witnessing men and women who've been rejected their whole lives receive a real heart transformation. Jesus is in the business of changing lives, and we've been called to help. With your support today, we can change more lives and do more together.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Stay Unoffendable, Total Transformation 4-Disc Set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free, 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that getting worked up and offended can cause sickness in your body? Have you or someone you know suffered from repeated flus, infections, and even teeth and mouth issues? This revolutionary teaching reveals the toll that offense takes on your health. In this CD set, I've included a powerful time of personal prayer that will lead you to receiving your miracle.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to talk about trauma and how it wounds the soul and affects everything in your life, including your health and your finances. In this series on trauma, I'm going to be sharing the story of a recent trauma that happened in my life. One minute, we were on our way to prepare for a conference. The next, we were hit in a head-on collision on the highway. This near-death experience almost claimed my life. However, you're going to be amazed when you hear the miracles God did to heal my soul and my physical body. Maybe you are still suffering the effects of your own trauma. If so, you have to hear this story. It will build your faith to get your miracle healing just like I did.